This is the son of PC JJ.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite song.
Welcome, listeners. I am Neil Hendrickser, and this is Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today, where I invite you to sit back and relax as I walk down memory lane to look briefly at some of the headline-grabbing news and listen to some of the popular chart-topping sounds from the not-too-distant past in Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today. Today we look back at the year 1992. The world is shocked by images of the conflict and war in Bosnia and race riots in Los Angeles. American Democrat Bill Clinton sweeps to power in the United States. Famine and civil war ravage Somalia. In South Africa, despite obstacles, the peace process moves along. While theatre lovers mourn the death of Yvonne Briceland, sport lovers welcome the return of South Africa to the international arena, and Miss Namibia is the next Miss Universe. These news snippets and more will be up right after this chart topper from 1992, Shakespeare's Sisters, Stay.
If this world is wearing thin, and you're thinking of escape, I'll go anywhere with you. Just wrap me up in chains. But if you try to go alone, don't think I'll understand.
Stay
with me. Stay.
Stop.
International headlines. In August, the former communist state of Yugoslavia became engulfed in a brutal civil war with the different ethnic and religious groups in the country, six in all maneuvering for independence. The Serbs and Croats had fought bitterly the previous year after the Serbs, who controlled the military, declared independence. And in August, after the Bosnians had opted for independence in their referendum on the 1st of March, appalling scenes of violence were witnessed by worldwide television coverage. The Serb-controlled Yugoslav army backed the Bosnian-based Serbs in the clashes with the region's Croats and Muslims. The bloodshed continued, even after the arrival of the United Nations peacekeeping forces, who themselves became caught up in the fighting. The six states now shaping from the ashes of the old Yugoslavia were Bosnia-Herzegovina, Croatia, Macedonia, Montenegro, Serbia and Slovenia. Also in August, after stark differences over economic models between the Czech and Slovak leaders in Czechoslovakia appeared in the country's election the previous June, it was immediately decided to start negotiations for a peaceful splitting of the country into two new states, Slovakia and the Czech Republic. Moving over to the US, on the 3rd of November, Democratic Party candidate Bill Clinton swept to power in the country's presidential elections, defeating his opponent, standing President George Bush, and becoming the first Democrat president since Jimmy Carter in 1980, promising a new era of renewal of American politics. Earlier in May, Los Angeles was rocked by race riots, which flared when video footage was aired of four white police officers beating black motorist Rodney King in March, after the four had been acquitted on the 29th of April. In 3 days and nights of rioting on the streets, 58 people were killed and thousands injured, with order only being restored after President Bush sent in 4,500 troops to quell the riots. Looking briefly at Britain, the Conservative Party, led by John Major, was re-elected in the general election on April the 9th, while the royal family was suffering embarrassment as a result of not only the increasingly obvious rift between Prince Charles and Lady Diana, causing a media feeding frenzy with Charles returning to his longtime mistress Camilla Parker Bowles, but also Prince Andrew's wife Fergie, the Duchess of York, being caught in a topless pose with American businessman John Bryan. Turning to Australia, on the 3rd of June, the Australian High Court ruled in favour of Aboriginal tribes who had occupied Australia for perhaps as long as 60,000 years before Britain had claimed the country hundreds of years earlier as unoccupied land, allowing tribes to make claims for their ancestral lands, while on August the 31st, the Sydney Harbour Tunnel was opened, a 960-metre tube carrying more than 75,000 cars a day. Prominent deaths in 1992 were ex-German Chancellor Willy Brandt and Israeli leader Menachem Begin. Before looking at some of Africa's news headlines of the year, let's listen to this memorable tune from Eric Clapton, released after the death of his young son, Tears in Heaven. I'll find my
cause I know I just can't stay.
Africa Serbo. Famine continued to ravage large parts of Africa, with Somalia coming into world focus in 1992. Fighting between the government and rebels, fueled by ancient clan rivalries, had reduced the country to a state of anarchy, with warlords seizing food aid supplies to the country, prompting aid workers to announce 3/4 of the country's population were facing starvation. In an attempt to stem the flood of deaths caused by the civil war and famine, the United Nations sent peacekeeping troops into the country in September. Also in September, Angola held its first free elections, with the MPLA under President Dos Santos winning the election against UNITA, a fragile peace holding, despite fears that UNITA would not accept the results. On March the 17th, white South Africans gave overwhelming support at the voting booths to the continuation of the reform process started on the 2nd of February 1990, aimed at a new non-racial constitution for the country. There was an air of confidence and hope in the land, but negotiations were thrown into turmoil by a suspected shadowy third force. On June the 17th, in the Boipatong informal settlement near Johannesburg, 39 residents were killed and many more injured by a gang armed with guns and pangas, with suspicion falling on either white conservatives and or elements of the predominantly Zulu Inkatha Freedom Party. And on the 7th of September, the Ciskei security forces killed 28 ANC supporters and wounded more than 200 during an ANC march. Despite these and other disturbances, the peace process moved along, with both Mandela and de Klerk firmly focused on creating a non-racial transitional government to be followed by the democratic election of a constituent assembly. 1992 was also the year that saw the passing of much-loved and hugely respected human rights campaigner Helen Joseph.
Stay wild and listen to this and that and listen. Super Story Song Shores on Springboks. go.
Arts and entertainment. According to the Guinness Book of Records, the largest rock star benefit concert ever held was staged at Wembley Stadium in London on the 20th of April in memory of Queen's Freddie Mercury, who had died of AIDS the previous year. 75,000 people were at the stadium, and an estimated 1 billion watched via television, with $35 million being raised for AIDS research. Top films of the year included Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood, Basic Instinct with Sharon Stone, A Few Good Men, Lethal Weapon 3, Wayne's World, and The Crying Game. From the movie The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston had a huge hit in 1992 with this song, I Will Always Love You.
Should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
I will always love you.
The local theatre fraternity mourned when Yvonne Briceland, who had acted in many of Athol Fugard's plays, passed away in 1992, while the international entertainment industry lost the talents of jazz trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie, actor Anthony Perkins, who played Norman Bates in the classic 1960 Alfred Hitchcock movie Psycho, German actress Marlene Dietrich, comedian Benny Hill, and authors Isaac Asimov and Alex Haley. New in 1992. In the United States, virtual reality was developed as a 3D video game, and the phrase ethnic cleansing entered the English language. Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse came to Europe in April on the 12th, when the Euro Disney theme park opened. And new to Soviet cosmonaut Sergei Krikalev, who had spent 313 days aboard the Mir space station before returning to Russia on March the 26th, was his previous homeland. Technically, he returned to a new country, the previous Russia now non-existent, with numerous other changes to the once USSR having taken place during his mission.
Sport.
In a joyful year for South African sportsmen and women, the green and gold team made its first appearance at the Olympic Games for decades. But the isolation years had taken their toll, with only Ilana Meyer returning home with the track medal, winning silver in the 10,000 meters. Star of the Barcelona Games was American Jackie Joyner-Kersee, who became the first person to win two consecutive Olympic gold medals in the grueling two-day heptathlon, consisting of javelin throw, long jump, an 800-meter run, a 200-meter sprint, the 100-meter hurdles, shot put, and high jump. Joyner-Kersee also won three other medals, a gold, silver, and bronze. In the ICC Cricket World Cup in Australia and New Zealand, the weather defeated South Africa's cricketers. They beat world champions Australia in their opening game of the tournament and made the semi-finals against England. With South Africa standing an excellent chance of winning, the rain came down, and when play resumed, the rules of the competition gave South Africa a target of 22 runs from 13 balls. But after a second shower, they resumed again with a laughable target of 22 runs from just one ball and bowed out of the cup. England, who were defeated by Pakistan in the final, had now made four of the five World Cup finals to date without ever becoming world champions. To cap a good year for South African cricket, strike bowler Alan Donald was adjudged Wisden's Cricketer of the Year. South African boxing legend Brian Mitchell retired in 1992. A modest fighter of true class, Mitchell became junior lightweight world champion in 1986 and defended his title on a record 10 occasions. And staying in the ring, world heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson was convicted of raping Miss Black America contestant Desiree Washington, receiving a 10-year jail sentence. In South African soccer, Kaizer Chiefs won the then NSL championship for the second successive year, beating Cape Club Hellenic into second position. In 1990, the title had been won by Mamelodi Sundowns. Vanessa Williams had a huge hit in 1992 with this song, Save the Best for Last.
I see the passion in your eyes.
Ganesh Sitampalam, at 13, became the youngest ever university graduate when he received a mathematics degree from Surrey University. And Miss Namibia, Michelle McLean, became the first Namibian to win the Miss Universe title on the 8th of May.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio.
Thank you, listeners, for joining me for the last few minutes as we recall just some of the news headlines and listen to some of the popular hits from the year 1992. Join me, Neil Hendrikse, again next week as we travel a bit further down memory lane to the year 1993, in yesterday's tomorrows, today.
Long ago, how I wondered where they'd gone, but they're back again, just like a long lost friend, all the songs I love so well, every sha-la-la.
This is the son of PC JJ.